Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funds, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funds are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Charles Rose. Charles Rose is an executive coach with over 25 years of experience, specializing in helping startups and leaders achieve personal and professional transformation. After selling his tech company for eight figures, Charles now focuses on holistic coaching, addressing purpose, mindset, and relationships to drive lasting success. So, Charles, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you, Anna. I appreciate you having me on.
I love to have you here. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
So in the coaching space, I think there are a couple of things. First of all, I think coaches look to AI and see how can I use this as a platform for engaging with my clients. And so that can look like some tools that hold people a little bit more accountable. I think instead of the coach reaching out and say, "How are you doing with this?" there can be some AI tools that say, "Okay, well, you said you were going to have this thing done on Friday. How's that going? Or did you get it done? Or do we need to, change the t-shirt size in our project planning kind of thing?" So I think there's tools at that level. I think there's also tools that are coming that'll allow people to be more conversational with a bot that could actually work into some coaching work. And I'm excited. I'm doing some experimentation, training some LLMs right now myself, and trying to see what I can do in that space.
Oh, I'm super in this in not industry. Oh my gosh. I'm super interested in knowing what you're doing with those LLMs. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, I'm looking at how do I train an LLM in some of the coaching principles that I teach and in some of the coaching tools that I use with people? And so, how could I use that to be maybe in a more affordable price point for coaching for people that maybe couldn't necessarily afford the executive coaching, but one-on-one, but could work with an intelligence that is trained in this, and then they could defer to a live human it as needed. But that could help to, change some of that cost. It could change the whole shape of coaching.
I love that. Now that you're mentioning it, I think that maybe, yes, it can change the price point, and it can also change the way you get in the door, with clients. Like, okay, this is my lowest price point. Work with this LLM right now. And then when you're ready, I can step in, and then you will not get there from scratch or from zero. You will already have had some kind of work with that person. And it's not going to be like your first call with them, it's going to be like,
Exactly.
we've had a few calls. Let me catch up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Is
It's
that
like a
how?
warm up. Well, I don't know, because it's still kind of at the design level at this point, but I'm very interested to see how this progresses.
That's awesome. So, other than that, what are other practical applications that you use AI for your business?
Well, I think in my business, I use tools to help me write. A lot of it for me is marketing, because I like being a coach, but the idea of marketing my business isn't remotely as fun. So for me, it's coming up with some content, it's coming up with materials, it's using video AI tools to capture sound bites that I can post on LinkedIn or some of my social media outlets. It's been a real big help in the marketing side of things.
What, for instance, have been some of the platforms that you use for your marketing?
What is it? Opus Clip. is one that I've
Oh.
been using for video, and I really love that. I was using another for posting, and it doesn't. It was a social media platform, something with a B in it, like a
Yeah, that's okay.
bumblebee kind of thing. And that was useful, but I realized I didn't have. I wasn't using all of the channels. Like I'm pretty much just focusing on LinkedIn, as opposed to others.
That's awesome. And my last question will be, what are some general ideas that maybe address some concerns or misunderstandings about AI that you found to be not true? Like you were like, oh, you were afraid of this? Nah.
Well, I think yes, everybody, a good friend of mine came to me about 6 months ago and says, okay, everybody's job is going to AI. You might as well quit now. Like, it's all going away. And it's like, I really don't think that's true. I think AI is a tool that we're still learning how to use, but that doesn't necessarily replace all of our years of experience in our field and all of the subtle learnings that we've learned, being in the field over time. And there's also, I think, remind yourself and your listeners that we have this intuitive side of us, and that can't be replaced by AI. We have this intuitive heart that feels, and it's like lean into that, get to know that part of yourself. As a coach, one of the things I do is support people in getting to know that part of themselves. And so I would play with that, investigate that, and AI can be a tool to help support you.
I love that. As you mentioned, AI is just a tool that's here to support us and to augment us. And AI can be really good about identifying patterns and organizing stuff. But yes, intuition, creativity, our humanity cannot be put into the AI. It will never be like us. So, and also, just like it's a tool, we need to know how to use a tool to be able to use it.
Yes.
You know, if you have a hammer and you don't know how to use a hammer, you will never be able to like put the nail in the wood, I guess.
Exactly, exactly.
Awesome. So, Charles, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
I serve, honestly, it would be anybody who's willing to do the work, but I find that the people most motivated are entrepreneurs, leaders, CEOs. That kind of thing. So I would love to talk to you if you're interested in discussing coaching. The way to find me is just come to my website at charlesrose.coach and then click on setting aside time. Just book a free call with me.
Awesome. Amazing. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Charles Rose, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting charlesrose.coach. I love that, by the way. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.